This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Iranian film director Bahman Farmanara has made his first movie in 20 years. Farmanara left Iran in 1980 after the Ayatollah Khomeini took power. After living in Canada for 9 years, he returned home. He tried to make movies when he returned, but Iranian censors rejected 10 of his screenplays. The one they finally let him make, Smell of Camphor, Fragrance of Jasmine, played the New York Film Festival and has begun to open theatrically in the U.S. Farmanara not only wrote and directed it, he stars in the film, playing a fictionalized version of himself. His character, a film director who hasn't made a movie in 20 years, has become preoccupied with death. His wife has died, and so have several of his filmmaker friends. He decides to make a movie about his own funeral. I asked Farmanara if he was ever forbidden to work in his country, whether his screenplays were just rejected one by one.
It's a gradual process. They try to make you tired. You hand in a script, and it takes about 8 to 9 months for them to say no, and it's always on a one-on-one basis when they call you in, and verbally they tell you that the script is not approved. And very rarely they give any reasons for it, and because they don't feel obligated to give any reasons. And you feel that the 8 months of your time has been wasted, and it makes you depressed. And I gave 10 scripts before the 11th one was eventually approved. And I'll be damned if I could tell you why this last one was approved while the other 10 were refused, because censorship does not follow logic.
Have things become more liberal in Iran? Could it be attributed to that?
Yes, I think so. I think since the election of President Khatami, there has been an opening. We had a Minister of Culture, Dr. Mahajirani, who was a very courageous man, and he decided, you know, that some people should go to work and contribute to the society, because this arbitrary banning of writers, directors, painters, poets is just ludicrous.
If you don't mind my asking, I'm wondering why, after staying away from Iran for 8 or 9 years, living in Canada and the United States, why did you go back, knowing how difficult it would likely be for you to keep making films in Iran?
Well, initially, it was for personal reasons, because I'm the only son in the family. We are four brothers that had never worked with my father in the family business, which is textile. And one of my younger brothers had a heart attack, and my father called me, and for the first time in my life, he asked me for something and said, would you go back and help? And I thought that this will be for a year, maximum 2 years. So I said yes, and I went back. But during that 2 years that dragged on actually to be 3 and 4, and now is 10 years, not only I got involved with that business, and I've been the CEO of the company also for the last 5 years, but at the same time I rediscovered my country at an age that I can't let it go, and most of my creative juices come from that culture and what I know about it and the people and the affection for the people that about 65% of it is below the age of 25.
Right. So does that make you like an old man in their eyes?
Actually, I tell you an anecdote about I was in a bookstore, and there are two young people, 18 and 19, they were buying a book about movies, Iranian movies, and I heard they mentioned my film Prince Ertegab. And one of them said, yeah, he was a very good director, but too bad he died soon. And I was standing there. So because of that, I decided to go back to work. So when you think, you know, that because age is quite relative, I'm sure that I look like an old man in their eyes. But I'm going to hang around and teach them a few things.
Let me get back to your new movie, Smell of Camphor, Fragrance of Jasmine. You star in the movie. You wrote it, you directed it, and you star in it. Now, I understand you didn't initially plan to be the star, but the actor who was slated to play the leading role couldn't do the movie. What was the difference between how you envisioned the character looking and your playing the part?
Well, I had chosen actually a famous painter because I didn't want a professional actor to play the part. And we had done some tests, and he was very good, and his name is Aydin Ardoshlu. And I also use one of his most famous paintings in the film. I guess he got scared. About a week before the shoot, he called me one night and said he's not going to do it. And because he was not a professional actor, I didn't have any hold on him. And I've been friends with him for about 30 years. But if I had directed the film a year before, I probably would have postponed the shoot a couple of months till I find somebody else. We still, in 1 week that we were away from the shoot, we tested about 27, 28 other people, including myself. And eventually, looking at all of them, the crew and myself came to the conclusion that I have to play the lead. So it was one of those things. It made my work much harder, but it was not planned on, and I don't plan to play in any of my future films.
I think you're very good in this. I'm wondering why you didn't want a professional actor. What was your problem with professional actors? Why did you choose a painter instead?
Well, the professional actors and the choices that we have in Iran, the really, really famous ones that could fit the part, they are so identified with other parts that I think people would not have believed them in this particular part. And that was the reasoning behind it.
Now, in the movie, you play a film director who, like yourself, hasn't made a movie in about 20 years and is making one now. And he wants to cast an old actor friend of his in a part, and this actor friend hasn't worked in many years. I'm wondering if you had any actor friends who hadn't worked in many years who you gave parts to in this movie.
Unfortunately, no, because getting permission to work myself was such a task that I didn't want to jeopardize it by insisting to have an actor that was banned for also that many years, because each one of us have different battles. I'm hoping to have one of them to act in my next film, but I've requested permission for him to be able to work again. We're about a month and a half away from the shoot, and I still don't have a reply officially that he's allowed to work or not.
Boy, listening to you talk, I'm trying to imagine how frustrating and infuriating it must be to need permission to make a movie, or to need permission to cast the actor, or for that actor to need permission to work.
Well, it is very frustrating. And when my film was shown at the Tehran Film Festival and it was awarded, you know, so many awards and people were applauding and so on, I made a speech then and I said that I really missed the sound of applause and connecting to my own people. And at the same time that I was extremely happy, but I was also very furious because people behind closed doors had forced me not to have this contact and this pleasure of creating a work and also having a give and take with the audience. So it is very frustrating when you're working in that kind of a situation, but that's the way it is if you want to work in Iran, and each one of us have to fight it at each step.
My guest is Iranian film director Bahman Farmanara. His new movie is called Smell of Camphor, Fragrance of Jasmine. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Iranian film director Bahman Farmanara. His new film, Smell of Camphor, Fragrance of Jasmine, is his first film in 20 years. Iranian censors rejected 10 of his screenplays before approving this one. When you were coming up with the idea for your new movie, did you consciously think, what kind of film can I make that they might let me make?
Well, the Smell of Camphor idea came at the end of the session that they had set up for refusing the 10th script. And I was so depressed. I thought, they're never going to let me work. And I thought, okay, I make a film about my own funeral. And that idea came and went at the end of that session. And after a couple of days of sleeping off the depression and trying to put myself together, then I decided actually to submit it as an idea. And lo and behold, it only took about a couple of days for them to approve this, and which really pushed me to ask them, is really the quickness of approval is because this story is about my death. they really didn't appreciate the humor, but nevertheless, I think it had something to do with it. And it was so close to me that the person that was talking to me said, "Has your wife died?" And I said, "No." I said, "But in the script, you say that she's died." I said, "Well, it was the choice of her dying than sleeping with the chador next to me, and I thought that she should die is better." But they really thought it's the story of my life, and they said, "Okay, I'll let him make it. Nobody's going to see it." And they didn't think it was going to be successful, and all of those ideas or reasons were behind what they allowed the film to be made.
Well, you raise an interesting point. If the character's wife was alive in the movie, would she be sleeping in a body veil next to you?
Well, yeah, you have to. I mean, that is the law. And
the law for films, or is that the law?
Yes. It's the law for the film.
Right. Okay.
I mean,
just
obviously,
checking.
You know, obviously, your wife doesn't sleep with a body veil next to you, otherwise, no children would be made. But I think no, it's the law for the movies, and even the next film that I'm making, the wife now has left him and has gone outside of Iran, so I eliminate the women in personal situations while we have contact with them outside of home, because then again, you know, the attire is completely according to the laws of the, you know, we have to obey.
Now, there's a scene in the movie that I want to ask you about. There's a scene where a young woman is basically hitchhiking with an infant in her arms, and your character picks her up. And after she leaves, he finds that she left the baby, which is actually dead, in the backseat of the car, wrapped in plastic with the placenta. It's, needless to say, a very disturbing experience for him. Is this something that happened to somebody you know?
Well, this actually happened to me about 30 years ago. About 8 years before the revolution, I was going somewhere very early in the morning during the winter, and I passed through a street that there is a children's hospital there. And a woman is standing by the side of the road, and she was carrying a baby, and I gave her a ride. And I asked her, you know, "Where are you going?" And she said, "To the cemetery." And I say, "Why?" I said, "Because the baby is dead." And I said, "Where is your husband?" And she said, "With the other six." And it destroyed my whole day, and it remained in the back of my mind for so many years. And when I was writing this particular script, one night, you know, this woman appeared. And in my film, really, she represents the mothers, the young mothers of today, because the children have no future, and they are as if they are stillborn, and you know, versus the mother that, you know, the woman that plays my mother, which is you know, we call it the mother of the country that does not remember us anymore.
Because your mother has Alzheimer's in the movie.
That's right.
No, okay, so the way you see this movie, this young woman who your character picks up, her dead baby represents the lack of a future that children coming into the world in Iran have today. Do you think the censors got that point when they were reading your screenplay?
I don't think so. I don't think so, and I don't explain it, you know.
No, you don't.
In Iran. The fact of the matter is that scene is so gripping that everybody was surprised why I wasn't going back to it during the rest of the film. But that's the whole trick. We have an incident that is very moving, and we just move along to other incidents that happen. And no, they didn't pick it up. But the woman for that 4 minutes, she got the Best Supporting Actress Award.
Really?
Yes.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Bahman Farmanara, and his new movie is called Smell of Camphor, Fragrance of Jasmine. He's Iranian, and this movie was made in Iran. It's opening in some theaters in the United States. What movies did you grow up with in Iran?
Well, in Iran, mostly American films. When I was, I left Iran when I was 16 and went to England to acting school and then to USC in Southern California and went to film school. But up to the age of 16, what we saw, there were mostly American films. The things that I remember is East of Eden of Elia Kazan. I remember On the Waterfront. And, of course, Gone with the Wind and some Japanese films, but not that many. But mostly there were American films.
Do you get to see many movies in Iran now? What plays there now?
Well, foreign films, actually, they don't play there. And in the last 10 years that I've been back to Iran, four American films have been shown. Last Emperor, Dances with the Wolves. Seven, and Fargo.
Wait a minute. Seven is a really dark, violent movie. It's
because you know they refer to
it's the, about a
this
serial
is a picture
killer
of America. You know.
Oh, so, right.
Yeah.
So the idea is this is what America's like: a lot of really sick serial killers.
Exactly. And I think there is no sense to it, but that's the four films that they've released.
Well, if that's their attitude, there's a whole lot of movies they could show. I mean, really.
Well, you know, they're not that open, but I don't know who chooses these films. But I understand their reasonings behind it. It's very pretty much like Soviet Russia when they used to choose films that showed the racial problems in the United States. Those were preferred films.
Now, is it okay for you to talk like this on American media and then go home back to Iran?
Look, I'm 59 years old. I have really I don't have too much time for silence.
And is there a difference to what you can say here and what you could say there?
Most of the things that we're talking about, I've already talked about in Iran as well. So it's nothing new because I'm considered one of those few directors that actually does speak his mind and so be it, you know. What is going to happen? Another 10 years of not working?
Right. Well, I'm sure you wouldn't want that.
No, I don't want that, and I don't, go after it. But at the same time, you know, as long as we discuss, we can discuss different matters and criticize and point to some mistakes that are being made. I don't see any reason to be in communications if you don't want to talk about these things. Some of my friends, for example, they say, my films are not political. I say, well, that comment in itself is political. Because in a society that politics rules everything, when you say my films are not political, you are making a political statement nevertheless.
Well, thank you for talking with us, and I wish you good luck.
Thank you very much.
Baman Farmanara wrote, directed, and stars in the new movie Smell of Camphor, Fragrance of Jasmine. It's already opened in New York, opens in Los Angeles this weekend, and will open in other cities over the next few weeks. This is Fresh Air.